Green Bay's Packers Radio Network Station.
It's time for Talkin' Football.
Breaking down the Packers game with Murphy, Katie, and Nick.
And the voice of the Green Bay Packers, Wayne Larrabee.
Here's the snap, looking left. Pumps, throws, left side of the end zone. Touchdown! A sensational throw and catch to MBS to beat Lenore in the corner of the end zone. And the Packers on the board, leading 23-14.
It's good to see MVS get in the end zone last night, Wayne.
Yeah, it was good to see. I mean, you know, he's really, been a great receiver for the Packers during training camp and looked so good. And he had just, in the first two games, only three catches on 12 targets. But, made a great catch there, and it was good to see him get involved. Three catches, 59 yards, and a touchdown for MVS. And that was good to see.
Did he get dinged at the end of the game, though? Have we heard anything on that?
Yeah, it was a hamstring injury from what I understand. And so, I'm sure he'll be questionable on the injury report this week if that's the situation. But, nonetheless, I just hope he's going to be all right because he's an emerging player on this roster.
I think it was great of Aaron to point out, it's something we've talked about with you, Wayne, over the years. So many times the stuff that our wide receivers do that doesn't show up on the stat line, the blocking downfield, the route running, all the little things that oftentimes opens it up for Aaron Jones out of the backfield or another wideout to make a great play. He is so good at the little things away from the ball.
Yeah, and he made a couple of good blocks last night in the game. He's more than just a downfield flyboy. He can do some of the dirty work. All of those receivers, Alan Lazard's been very quiet from a reception standpoint this season. Had the big 42-yard catch early in the game last night. But for the most part, guys like that on the perimeter, they make it happen for some of those big runs. Lazard's an excellent blocker, very physical in that regard as a wide receiver. So I think the Packers have a very good receiving core in that regard from the details, the little things it takes to make that offense go.
It was such a well-balanced offensive attack yesterday. It was great to see. The final numbers certainly showed it as well, but in the midst of those drives, such a balance of run and pass, and they complemented each other so well on a tough day to run.
Yeah, it was tough, and the Niners coming in had given up a lot of yardage on the ground, and the Packers were finding the sledding very tough, but I give Matt LaFleur a lot of credit and the coaching staff. They stuck with the run. It wasn't especially productive for the night. They had 100 yards and 25 carries, much of that coming later in the game after they had leaned on and kind of punctuated that San Francisco defensive front. But, staying with the ground game early pays benefits later.
Once again, we had a situation last night where we had some easy points and decided to forego those and try a fourth down. You know how Nick feels about that, Wayne?
Yes.
It makes me mad, Wayne. It makes me mad.
What were you thinking at that particular time on that?
Well, I understood why they went for it, but the play, it wasn't open. It wasn't there. And so I don't know what play was called, obviously, because a lot of times Aaron can change the play at the line based on what he saw. So he might have had a run play on, could have changed that passing play. But the play that they ran, they ultimately ran, had no chance. And that was, that was a little bit frustrating at the time. But nonetheless, that seems to be the going. That's what people are doing in the league, guys.
Yeah.
They're going for it in fourth down. Percentages, the analytics to say that you have a better chance if you go on fourth down and keep the drive alive, then you have a better chance of scoring a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the play calling, Wayne, because it is so tough to dissect play calling for exactly the reason you referenced. Aaron has so much freedom, and it seemed like on a night like last night, even more freedom when the game plan was clearly to get rid of it quickly and try to neutralize that rush and try to neutralize them. San Francisco getting into the backfield. Aaron was just brilliant at reading things and picking things up on the line and making it happen.
Oh, he's the best in the world at doing that. And that's what makes him special, I think. He has the arm talent, don't get me wrong. I'm not downplaying that whatsoever. But it's his intelligence along with the natural God-given ability that he has that makes him a special player. And so you're exactly right. I mean, I think I like going for it on fourth down. I like exactly what they did. I'm not sure the play, when you look at it, I guess supposedly if they completed that pass, we'd all be saying, oh, that was a brilliant call. But nonetheless, you're exactly right. He can make a change at the line of scrimmage. If he sees something in that defense pre-snap that says, okay, instead of, you know, running the ball here, we're going to throw it. And, you know, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But in that case, it didn't. But overall, you know, hey, he has the freedom at the line of scrimmage for a reason, because he knows what to do with it.
Well, and to credit Garoppolo as well, in terms of just his physical ability out there, it's almost a compliment to the Packers. He made some great throws last night into some great coverage. I loved the way we played. It was pretty physical. The guys weren't afraid to get in there, and the coverage was pretty tight. They just made some really nice throws, nice catches.
Yeah, they did, and George Kittle had some big plays. He's the ultimate Packers killer. 7 catches last night, 92 yards, a 39-yarder that nearly broke their back. Great players. There's no question about that. Hey, this is the NFL, boys, okay? They're not playing Eastern Michigan on a Saturday afternoon in September. You know what I mean? They're playing big boys football here in the NFL, and this was a great matchup of two teams who have designs on the Super Bowl. Both of these teams do, and with good reason. So that was a heck of a ball game. You're right about the defense. I thought I saw more fire from that defense than I have at any time this season. And then from an emotional standpoint, the whole game, I thought they were totally into it. Aaron Rodgers especially.
718 WIXX. How about a quick timeout and more Wayne coming up on the Big One?
It's tough
with Wayne Larrabee
on the Murphy in the Morning Show
on WIXX.
Now here they are, 3 seconds to go, down one. Borges down on one knee, arm extended. Hunter Bradley on the snap. Here it is, placement made, kick to the upright, and it is good! It is good! It is good! Mason Crosby has done it again! 51-yard walk-off field goal to win it for the Packers. Final score, Green Bay 30, San Francisco 28. A dagger! And late night dagger in the Bay Area. Mason Crosby delivers. Oh, what a moment. I'm telling you, folks, there is nobody better in the clutch.
Wayne, I couldn't tell. Were you excited about the win?
What a great call, Wayne. Great call. Going hoarse in the middle of that call. I mean, it's just great. Everybody was doing it at home. It was such a great call by you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
I think what's so funny about it, too, we were texting back and forth, and I was like, I just want him to score, not even to win. He's just so nice. Such a, like, mom moment in me. Like, it was like, he's so nice. I hope he really makes this kick.
We were talking off air. You were concerned. You said the air out there is really heavy, actually. You were concerned that ball was going to get there, right?
Yeah, I was, and especially when it was first kicked. But, yeah, and hey, listen, 51 yards is not a gimme.
No.
It's not one of those good pickup putts on Saturday morning at the golf course. So I thought that just tremendous kick in the clutch. And, you know, he's made like 22 in a row now, dating back to last year. When the chips are down, that guy delivers. We saw it in Dallas a few years ago in the playoffs. And, he's just money.
And I was just going to say that because we have a texter texting in. Can we all agree that we shall never disparage Mason Crosby ever again, even if he misses a kick? This man is clutch. I know the three of us have never disparaged this man. I mean,
no.
This isn't anything new for Mason Crosby. He's so consistent.
Yeah, he is. You know, he had the one bad season, and it was really one bad game is all it was, in Detroit, where he missed four or five kicks one day. But came back, and since then, like I said, he's hit over 90% of his kicks since that day in Detroit. I believe it was 2018. But, you know, hey, listen, just he's a quality person. He always has been. And to see him do these things that he's doing, it's just tremendous. He doesn't get enough recognition around the league for how good a kicker he is. A lot of guys kick indoors, and that's one thing. But when you kick out in the elements the way he does and kicks as well as he does, I can't say enough about good things about Mason Crosby.
No doubt about it.
No, and the smile was great. You forget sometimes that they're human beings, and to see him walk out there, they do superhuman things on the field, and that's a live or die moment. And he was out there when they iced him. They called the timeout, and just the look on his face, and he had a little smirk, and he had a smile, and he looked. I don't know who he was looking at, but he looked at somebody and did the nod, like, "Yeah, we're good." Mm-hmm. It's just so cool to see somebody that cool under pressure like that. That's his moment. It was great.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure Kyle Shanahan felt this way. He says, okay, well, I've got three timeouts left. I better take one to try to. But he knew he wasn't going to ice Crosby. And, in fact, a guy like Mason Crosby looks forward to that little break. Gives him time to get set up and everything. He's cool and everything's set. And they don't have to hurry, that kind of thing. So the timeout actually helps in a situation like that for a guy, for a veteran like Mason Crosby. A young guy who hasn't done it before, yeah, maybe that would impact him. But with Mason, it was probably a positive more than it was a negative. But the other thing that should be credited is the way Aaron Rodgers took over the football on his 25, 37 seconds ago, no timeouts, and worked that two-minute drill like it was a clinic. And, you know, you can't say enough about that. And the other thing is, if you look at some of the pictures, the emotion of Rodgers and people before the game, I mean, one of the stories out here in the Bay Area was that this is where Rodgers wanted to come during the offseason when he had his situation with the Packers. He wanted to come to San Francisco and all this other stuff, and he's not invested in the Packers. Boy, I tell you what, I saw a player who was totally invested in this football team last night, and I've seen that from him the entire training camp, ever since he walked back into Green Bay. So people who are making remarks like that have no clue.
You know, another interesting thing is the morning after the critics, Shanahan's getting ripped because he left the Packers with so much time. He left them with 37 seconds, and he's getting ripped.
No timeout.
Yeah, his clock management is the worst ever. It's like, no. What are you supposed to do? Like Nick says, if you get a chance to score,
you get
score.
The points. Just get as many points as you can, as often as you can. Get the points.
I mean, can't stall the clock.
I know.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, that was just it was a great heavyweight fight. It was an outstanding game. And you hope that you get another one of those against that team later on because that was just fun to watch.
Well, you know, and again, I'm glad that the special teams had that one snafu, that 68-yard kick return by Trenton Cannon. Where he was untouched until he passed the 50-yard line, and Mason finally got him out of bounds. But that got the Niners back into the game late in the first half, and he sat there and said, oh, my gosh, I've seen this movie before. I remember when the Patriots were down to Matt Flynn and the Packers in 2010, and they got an offensive lineman return to kick like 60-some yards and set up an easy touchdown for Tom Brady before halftime, and that got the Patriots back into a game the Packers had dominated in the first half. Same thing last night, and the Niners eventually – we're able to get the lead, but I'm glad that Packers are able to rally and get this done because, special teams has shown some improvement, but that play right there could have really cost them.
Up next, the Pittsburgh Steelers come to town. All of a sudden, they're kind of a hot mess,
What that show is all about. They're just bizarre.
Yeah,
anxious to see what that whole thing is about. Actually, they played the Bengals. We see the Bengals the week after in Cincinnati, and the Bengals look like an improved football team. But to go into Pittsburgh and win like that, the Steelers have some issues. We'll see what happens when they get to Green Bay. But nonetheless, it'll be an interesting ballgame with Big Ben and company coming to town.
Absolutely. Listen, Wayne, have a great week. Appreciate the chat. We'll talk to you next week. Okay, bud?
Sounds great, guys. Have a good week.
All right. Thank you, sir.